You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are visiting with Vivian Venderino, founder of RVE Soul, a pervasively positive Portuguese South African electronic engineer with a seasoned technology business development, sales, and marketing resume. He has proven revenue generating and business management experience across Europe, the United States, Japan, and developing markets like Eastern Europe and South Africa. Vivian is passionate about the environment and speaks five languages and lives in Leiria, Portugal. Today, Mr. Venderino would like to speak about their Changing Rural Life Forever initiative of RVE Soul. Coming to us again from Leiria, Portugal, Vivian, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'm very happy to be here.
I am as well, a privilege and an honor. So tell us about Changing Rural Life Forever and RVE Soul.
Sure, Eric. Changing Rural Life Forever is an initiative started by the company I founded, RVE Soul. And essentially, we're trying to create solutions for rural energy for developing countries, targeted at rural communities where electricity is not present, where potable water is a problem, and where communities rely on predominantly kerosene and biomass for cooking and light. RVE Soul is effectively stands for Rural Village Energy Solutions. The company is incorporated in Portugal, in Leiria, as you mentioned. We're what I call a social entrepreneurship. So besides having the essential business goal of making a profit, in our case, we intend to make a modest profit, but in addition to that, we have two additional critical goals from a company performance perspective. The first one is social impact. From the point of view of the solutions that we deploy, create measurable positive social impact for the consumers, the rural dwellers who need these services. And the second one is environmental impact, being able to measure and demonstrate that the application of our technology solutions within those environments improves the environment in a positive way. And the most fundamental way that we're addressing here is by reducing the dependency of rural dwellers on biomass for cooking. In other words, less trees get cut down every year. And so obviously the environmental impact of that is tangible.
So Vivian, why rural poverty and what are the key causes of rural poverty as you see it?
Well, we believe rural poverty is caused in essence by three things. The first one is lack of access to energy. The second one is lack of access to potable water or good drinking water. The third one is lack of access to finance. We believe that by creating a technology solution that provides the first two, we create an environment where people can improve their health, they can reduce their costs on their energy, medicine, and water needs, and ultimately save money and increase their personal financial situation, effectively reducing poverty. Access to finance is a third aspect which we don't deal with directly, but through working with governments, NGOs, and development banks, in the form of a business model that brings a technology solution, we provide that access indirectly.
Let's look at a little more in depth the solutions behind the rural poverty and your plan there, if you don't mind.
Well, we've created a containerized holistic solution that encompasses a number of technologies. The first one is a solar power generation plant where we harness energy from the sun in the communities where we deploy, store that energy in a battery bank, and then we provide that energy in the form of electricity to homes via a rural mini grid so that these users have electricity at home during the night hours. That means that they don't have to use kerosene for lighting, which is positive health impacts. They can use that same electricity to charge their mobile phones. And if they're fortunate enough to possess a small radio or television, they can power those as well. And that gives them access to information and obviously communication as well. The second part of the system is a water purification plant that is based on ultrafiltration technology from a partner company of ours called Sequa, which is based in Germany. And essentially under pressure, we filter raw water from whatever the local source is and make that available as drinking water, which is 100% safe. And certified to drink. The third aspect of the solution is a biogas plant, where we use natural waste resources, predominantly cattle manure and pig manure, to generate biogas that we offer to the community as a alternative to firewood and coal for cooking, allowing them to cook in much more efficient and effective manner, having a significant impact on their health. It has been documented in various research papers that over 1.6 million people a year die from the use of biomass for cooking, and that's predominantly women and children that die from respiratory disease caused by the inhalation of smoke and fumes and soot during the cooking process. Then the fourth aspect of the technology is that we have a remote monitoring system that gives us, via the internet, access to all of the important variables of the system. So we know at all times how the batteries are doing, what the internal temperature of the unit is, how the water filtration system is performing, how the biogas system is performing. And that's critical to us because our equipment is implemented in these rural areas with limited access, and it gives us the ability at all times to know, one, if something is likely to fail, and essentially be able to intervene in a predetermined manner. But more importantly, it allows us to guarantee the delivery of the services. Because when these people have electricity and it's reliable, and they have biogas and it's reliable, and they have water and the supply is reliable, then their need to go back to the status quo, the materials that they rely on today, is significantly reduced. And that way we can have a positive impact on their health.
Very inspiring information. We are visiting with Vivian Benderino, founder of RVE Soul, which is behind the Changing Rural Life Forever initiative here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Vivian, you've been in business for nearly 2 years. Tell us about your experience in rural Africa so far.
Well, the first thing I've learned is that doing business in Africa is not easy. Things take a lot longer than normal. But once things get going, they really get going. We've had, since November last year, a pilot running in a town called Sodonge in western Kenya, maybe 20 or 30 kilometers from Lake Victoria, where we deployed one of our initial systems, and the community has been benefiting from the access to fresh water, to electricity in a number of homes, to biogas in a number of homes, and already we're starting to see very positive impacts within the village because of that. The system is expected to run as a pilot for another 2 or 3 months, and in parallel, we're working with a number of institutions who are interested in potentially funding the project over a longer term. We've got pilot projects planned in Tanzania. We have some projects planned in the Fiji Islands. And also, just a couple of weeks ago, we shipped off our first unit to Angola, where we'll be deploying a pilot project in a rural area as well.
What does the future hold for Changing Rural Life Forever and RVE Soul, as you see it?
Well, I think to date we've been able to demonstrate that there is a really interesting market here, in the sense that our business model not only generates a profit for the company, but more importantly, the application of these technologies in an environment where traditionally people don't look to use these technologies because of level of complication, whatever the case may be. I think we've been able to demonstrate that there's some interesting impetus for social change, for environmental change. But at the end of the day, if we're helping people that traditionally have not had access to a lot of the sort of things that we're used to. And I think, you know, the implementation of our business model, our solution, is relatively simple. It does take some capital to get started. But we've demonstrated that there is something feasible there. We've generated a lot of interest from a number of ministries of energy and environment through a number of governments associated with the United Nations through an exhibition that we held in February in Nairobi. And I think, you know, over the next 2 to 3 years, we're expecting to be producing a lot more of these things, installing them in a number of villages, and so increasing the impact that we're striving to create, both environmentally and socially. You know, in the medium term, I think we'd like to see a subsidiary of our company created in one or more African countries and manufacture the product as a made-in-Africa product for Africa. And I guess that's a claim that I can lay claim to, because I was born in South Africa. So,
Very good. Now, where can our listeners get some more information about RVE Soul online?
Our website is changingruralifeforever.com, all one word. If that is complicated, rvesoul.com is the same website, just a different URL. Very easy to get a hold of. And, of course, we're on Facebook. Just do a search for Changing Rural Life Forever.
Very good. And in conclusion here on the Green Podcast Show, what could you share from your experience and knowledge and expertise in inspiring people to make their business green?
You know, I think there's a general acceptance that the way business is run nowadays is not good, that there are things that need to change. But at the same time, there seems to be this lag in people wanting to make the effort to change. It's clear that making those changes have got significant benefits, and I think it's our responsibility as business people, as leaders, to buck up and accept the cost of implementing that change, whatever that cost may be, because in the long run, it's going to benefit not only our businesses, but ourselves personally, and I think more importantly, the environment, and ultimately the world that we're going to leave behind for our children.
Sound advice. He is Vivian Venderino, founder of RVE Soul, which is behind the Changing Rural Life Forever initiative. And the website of reference, once again, is changingruralifeforever.com. Vivian, thanks so much for joining us today from Portugal on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you, Eric.
You are so welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.